prison principles. To hear a union leader say that he was not consulting his lawyers before carrying out the wishes of his members was a welcome change from those union leaders whose first recourse has been to legal action. It is many years since the legal profession led a mass movement in favor of the working class. The hate campaign of the mass media focused on Len McCluskey's words at the National Shop Stewards Network rally ahead of TUC Congress in Brighton. Yet he was not calling on Unite members to engage in murder or arson, but to oppose an unjust anti-union law. When a conservative government imprisoned five dockers in 1972, that created a mass, illegal, movement which came close to a general strike, before the government produced the official solicitor like a rabbit out of a hat to declare that the Pentonville Five had purged their contempt and should, therefore, be released. The trade union movement was not fooled. This was a massive defeat for the Tories. I doubt if that is the kind of outcome John Humphreys of the Today program had in mind when he launched his attack on Len McCluskey. Humphreys has a record of standing up to Tory ministers, so it was a falling off of standards to see him baying with the Tory pack for Len McCluskey's blood. The phrase "better to break the law than break the poor" exemplifies workers' representatives standing up against unjust laws. It originated in Poplar in 1921 when, indeed, socialists were imprisoned for standing up for the working class. It was an inspiration for the Labour Council in Liverpool in the 1980s, which took on Thatcher and showed she could be beaten. What a contrast from today's Labour councils, such as in Birmingham, who have been the cheerleaders of austerity. Nobody wants to break the law, nobody wants to go to prison. Yet, like Tommy Sheridan, Terry Fields and others in the fight against the poll tax, it is a price people with principles are prepared to pay. Derek McMillan, Worthing, Sussex.